Yes.
Secretary Freeman, did you call me?
Ready, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Secretary.
Mr. President, we got her wrapped up in the Senate.
Well, that's good.
And we started working a moment ago on doing it in the House.
So I put out a statement, said it'd save a lot of money for the consumers and it'd be good for the farmers, and the Congress did a fine job, and we had to pass the food stamp bill in the House right away, and then we had to get this bill up. They tell me you haven't got a ghost of a chance to pass either one of them now, but if we get to work on it and spend the time on it, well, we might make some progress. I talked to the textile people today, and they're going to spend a lot of time on it.
Good.
And
well, it won't be easy, but I don't think it's quite as pessimistic as the speaker.
Both McCormick and Albert and Boggs told me we didn't have a chance. Now, you better get with Boggs in the morning.
Yes, sir.
Get the list. Let's look over every Republican that'd be against it, every Democrat be against it, all potential ones against it. And then let's see what kind of a package we can put together, because we've got to pass that food stamp thing to hold your Northern Democrats.
That's right.
And will they give a rule on it?
Oh, yes. I don't think we'll have any trouble on a rule on it.
Well,
none at all. And there's a working combination here between the Northern Liberals, John Blotnick, I've talked with, for example, who is one of the powers on that Public Works Committee over there, and a number of others are the leaders of the Northern Liberal group. And we get them working with some of the Southern fellows that are cool on the food stamp thing, and they say, you want this textile, why, all right, but we want this food stamp, why, all right. And I really think that we can put a combination together here. The wheat people are in and will be really up in arms, the textile people the same, and I think we can hold this combination together, and it'll be a tough, hard fight, but I really think that this can be done, and I think we can do it fairly quickly. We need to do it quickly because it's got to get into effect before planting season on both cotton and wheat. So,
well, I take my assistant secretaries, my undersecretaries, my general counsels, and my REA, and I just say, now, I want to see what friends you've got that you can write a chit on, and I just have a staff meeting every morning and every afternoon and count them before we start. We just can't have any more flops like at the food stamp and committee. And I'd get right on McCormick early in the morning, just tell him we got to have a rule as quick as we can get it, and Albert too, and then get them to tell you who you ought to talk to. Then I'd try to see if I could get labor to help me any on it at all. Just tell them you'll help them with some of their problems, but see if they won't get some. Tell them it's going to save $400 million out of the Treasury. And come in, Jack, and see if they won't help you some on your lobbying.
Oh, they will. They've helped on this one. They helped us on the beef thing yesterday, and I've been over and visited with all of them, and they'll go down the line with
us.
We'll be on it.
I just think that it's wonderful we passed it, but I'm awfully afraid that we'll suffer reverses every day. I think that Farm Bureau will work on them, and these guys up for 2 years, and most of them run into large, a good many of them, and they're afraid of the Farm Bureau in Alabama, and they're afraid of it in some of these other places.
Yeah.
And Cooley and Pogue just irritate the living hell out of them.
Yep.
I don't know how we can get any of them to ever agree to vote for the ARA, but if we could, we ought to bring it up.
Well, this is, I think we might get Cooley nudged over on it, but that's another dimension of the problem. It's a tough committee to work with.
Can't you ask Cooley outright if he won't go for ARA?
Yes, I think Cooley would.
Bob Pogue won't?
Well, Bob Pogue is just all up, down, and around, and, you know, talk, talk, talk. But it would
now, will they both be for this bill?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yes. 1,000%. And Cooley has really been working on the food stamp bill, and Pogue was off the reservation on it, and I got him straightened up on it. But now that vote in the Rules Committee on the tobacco thing shook him up. And
what did that do?
Well, that served notice that the Northern Liberals weren't going to vote for anything that had to do with the Southern agriculture unless they lined up on food stamp. That's what galvanized Cooley and got the bill out of committee, even though it was a half-assed bill that got out of there. So, they're very conscious of this now, and I think we're going to just have to play one off against another, and I think it can be done. We've already got a meeting scheduled over the weekend with the Cotton people. We've got wheat people coming in here from all over the country, and I hope we can move it out of that house next week, because we've got to do it fast.
Well, can't you get the Cotton Council people, folks like that, to go for this food stamp? It's got to go
yes.
first, or you'll never get any bill.
Yes, we can, and they have been.
Well, they didn't deliver Abernathy.
That's right, they didn't. They didn't. I guess there's a limit to what even the Cotton Council can deliver.
Now, how many Republican votes can you get? Can't this textile group deliver some
yes.
Republicans?
Yes, they'll get some Republicans. They got about 18 Republicans when the initial Cooley bill went through the House. But that bill did go through the House at a time, you know the circumstances, and it went through on your back. And the bill that now has passed the Senate is a much better bill and a much more saleable bill than the one that went through the House initially. If that initial Cooley bill we couldn't pass through the House today. But this one that passed the Senate is a much better bill, and it, together with the wheat combination, why, I think we can do it, but they're all gun-shy over there because every piece of farm legislation, as you well know, is just like pulling teeth. There aren't many farmers left.
You get all your people and get your manpower besides somebody besides you and Burkhead and just sign them this for the next week and make the REA cash in all of its chips. Make them get a hold of Clyde Ellis and see if he can't cash in some. Tell them rural life and the country's gone to hell and everybody's moving to cities and that poverty is stacking up. They've got nothing to do. Now, you're not clipping Shriver any of these news leaks. You're going along with him, aren't you, in agriculture?
Oh, yes.
Well, somebody's clipping him. I can't catch whoever's doing it, HEW or labor, because every damn day I haven't even got the message yet. They're leaking and they're raising hell and so on and so forth. And he's the only guy that's ever going to get us any poverty through up there. If he gets it, we've got to stop the jealousy in these departments. And I want you to meet with that council and just put your foot down and say, I'm willing to yield and sacrifice and require his acquiescence in what I do. And let's have a captain here. And we can't all be captains. I can't run HEW. Words can't run agriculture. And let's put them all together and let him be the front until we get our money.
Well, I agree with you 1,000%. Are you going to put him in your office in administering this?
Yes, sir.
That's
yes,
where
sir.
He belongs. I think
that's where
right
he belongs. Decision. But you just please, they all gutting me and cutting me and leaking it. I think most of it's coming to HEW. But you could set a good example by being my spokesman without telling him you'd talk to me. But just say, as far as I'm concerned, I have to relinquish some of my rights and authorities and prerogatives and pensions and whatnot. But I'm willing to do it to get this program, and couldn't have a better man in charge of it. And I'm willing to have his acquiescence on what I do, and that's all I want. I've got to administer the money, but I'm willing to have his acquiescence. Now let's quit this bellyaching and griping and quit feeding it to paper. It just benefits Republicans.
Well, I've said that before, and I'll say it again.
Thank you, my friend. Give Jane that love of mine and tell her I'm going to work with you one more week on agriculture. Just tell her one more week. I spent all this week on it.
All right.
I had the damn wool people down yesterday, and I had all the textile people down today. And I have one of them I told they had to get busy on this thing. And you see, our meat people didn't help us very much.
Oh, they? I didn't expect they will. They're not most of them with us, I'm afraid. Never have been, never will be.
But what the hell are we going to do to help the situation? Nothing, I guess. This import quota is not going to help them any, is it?
Yes. It's already started to help them. Of course, this was not the main cause in the first place, but it's turned up. Meat prices have been up $1.25 the last week, and we may have turned the corner. It may not. We have predicted we'd turn it the 1st of April, but maybe we turned it now. We have, and in 6 weeks, meat prices are up $2.00, which we think they will be. Why all this panic and emotionalism will have washed out.
Did you buy any meat to $15 million worth?
Yes, sir.
What you buying?
That's what we're buying.
Did that help it any?
It'll help it. It's hard to tell exactly how much. The
Is that all the money you got?
That's all the money is a practical matter that we can handle and find outlets for on the frozen beef and get it into the schools and get it to the places where we can use it without it spoiling. And we got just a practical administrative problem in handling it. So we're taking.
Well, why don't you put out a leak? Why don't you put out a leak? You're going to be buying some more meat pretty soon.
Well, I think this would be a good thing to do. And we can
I'd speculate on it. Say, sure. Say the rumor is you're going to do it, and you don't have to do it. Let them know that there's going to be a demand there for it.
Very good suggestion. I'll do
now
it.
Now, I wonder what you can't you talk to the military and ask them to step in and buy some good old meat now?
They won't do it. They, well, we'll try.
Well, President Bob McNamara tells them to.
Yes, sir.
And I just tell them that you've talked to the President. He wants this damn thing firmed up now.
All right.
And now's a weak market, and now's time to do it. And I'd ask McNamara. He won't be back for a week, but... I'll ask Cy Vance, and you ask him too.
All right.
See if he can't get the three departments to step in and buy some meat.
I think I'll do that. I'll do that first thing in the morning.
Okay.
Very good.
Bye. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.